This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Of the four plants currently in my office, two are dead. Rest in peace. And one of the survivors is a succulent. The cactus and succulent market happens to be booming at the moment, but that popularity comes with some downsides. Some collectors in search of rare specimens turn to the lucrative cactus black market. Yes, that's a thing. To find cacti that often sell for thousands of dollars. As Zoe Kurland explains, many of those cacti come out of far west Texas, which turns out is an ideal location for plant poachers.
Michael Eason sits at his desk in Alpine, Texas, scrolling through cactus listings on eBay.
See if anything shows up.
Eason, a botanist, is looking for something called the Areocarpus fissuratus. Squat, furrowed, and fleeced with a halo of white fuzz, this rare plant is found in West Texas's Big Bend region. But for the right price, buyers can get one anywhere in the world.
And here's an Areocarpus, $233, $349, $300. So you can see it's fairly lucrative for folks to sell wild collected plants.
And Eason says they can go for even more overseas, upwards of $1,000. Over the last 15 years, Eason, who specializes in the conservation of rare plants, says he's seen populations of cacti dwindle or even completely disappear as they fall victim to the booming underground cactus market.
There's something in the back of the human brain that wants to have, especially rare and unusual plants. It's much more of a treasure than just something they bought at a greenhouse somewhere.
Many species of cacti are threatened with extinction. The main cause? Illegal collection. And for years, the man in charge of cracking down on that activity in the Big Bend was Eric Jumper.
Hello.
Jumper is the now retired U.S. Fish and Wildlife agent who oversaw poaching cases out here. He says that cacti trafficking has run rampant in the Big Bend region at least since the 1970s. But it took a bit of convincing to get U.S. attorneys to take up the cases.
Immigration issues, drug issues, all those things that are taking their time. We have to convince them, hey, spend some time on this too.
Jumper says cacti pretty much took over the last decade of his career. He cracked down on multiple poaching operations, recovering illicit shipments from all over the Chihuahuan Desert. But despite his department's efforts, Jumper says cactus poaching will only ramp up in the coming years.
The demand is so strong. I don't think it can keep up with the supply.
And when the smuggled plants are intercepted, they often can't be replanted successfully in the wild. So U.S. Fish and Wildlife sends them to various greenhouses around the country where they can be cared for.
Go ahead.
Karen Little manages one of those greenhouses at Sol Ross State University in Texas, which is filled with all kinds of recovered specimens.
Everything in here is from the Chihuahuan Desert.
Some are squat and bristled, while others twist out of their pots, their furry stems arcing through the air. In the last 4 years, the Sol Ross greenhouse has become a haven for confiscated black market cacti. They come by the truckload, some deliveries numbering in the thousands. Most of them arrive in garbage bags, which doesn't bode well for their survival.
No cactus lover would ever put them in a garbage bag. They know they're going to kill them that way.
Little does what she can, trying to salvage the plants and find them a home. In an effort to keep them close to their natural habitat, Little gives the plants to local cactus lovers. They send her photos in August and September when the plants bloom.
They are gorgeous when they're blooming. And the first year I had those thousands of them, and they started blooming, it was overwhelmingly beautiful but sad, because I'd rather go up a hill and see them blooming than in my greenhouse.
But botanists say as long as the demand for this illicit market exists, there may come a time when it will be easier to find certain cacti online than in their natural habitat. In West Texas, I'm Zoe Kurland for Marketplace.